Now, I'm going to casually mention to you something that's very scary indeed, and tell you what the alien agenda is. And it's going to sound very familiar. The alien agenda is the complete takeover of this planet, the killing off of 5/6 to 7/8 of the world's population by the year 2029. U.S. military has known about this for 45 years. They've told no one. As far as I know, I'm the only person standing before a crowd talking about the alien agenda, secretively. Okay. Back in 1954, I'll give you a quick overview. There was the created 1954 treaty where Eisenhower signed a pact with the known alien species of the time. There were three at the time. And said that we're going to deal in high technology, but you can take a few head of cattle and a few human beings and you can experiment on them. It's unthinkable. It's stuff straight out of the Nazi death camps, and I'm kidding you not, it's plain BS, and it's got to stop. Now, the agreed in 1954 treaty would have been violated. After the great firefight, the alien-human war, I am the only living survivor talking about it worldwide at all. The only one. The other two are in nursing homes in Canada, and the Canadian government refuses to allow any U.S. people, including myself, to talk to them because they are afraid of kidnap. Probably the reason I got shot to pieces and 11 attempts on my life is I am a direct threat to the entire system. The New World Order, the alien agenda, is one and the same. It's world takeover and the decimation of the population of this planet. Now, I'm going to tell you something a little bit different about the alien species. The bad news ones, there are 9 races of alien populations. To look at a human being as a bag of food. They're not cannibals. They don't eat the flesh and the bones and all that kind of stuff. They use the glandular secretions of animals and human beings as a mixture of the vitamins for their food. They get high off of our adrenal gland substances called adrenal chrome. It's something like cocaine to them. Now, what can we do about it? If we do nothing, we can do nothing about it, and it'll continue to go on. Basically, we'll be led in the dark, and you'll keep seeing more and more people disappear. Right now, there's 100,000 children, totally unaccountable through FBI archives, cannot be traced anywhere. They haven't been murdered. Nobody's ever seen them. I think they're hauled underneath in some of these bases, and they are summarily done away with, and they are literally eaten. Now, that is a scary thing indeed. And I'm not asking you to believe me in total. I am asking you to seriously do enough homework that you can go out in through the public record, through the congressional records, find out who's voting for what, and go from there. Do your own program. Do your own agenda. And do your own speaking out. And if enough of us do this, there is some saving grace. However, we don't have a whole heap of time left. Technological governments on this planet are raping the planet. We're going to run out of everything that we need. They're going to pollute everything in sight in the better part of 20 years. Now, I know you've heard some poppycock stories. Oh, we're going to run out of coal. We're going to run out of gasoline. We're going to run out of this, that, and the other. And 25 and 30 years ago, you heard all this hogwash. Well, don't believe it. Basically, anything you read in a paper, you should take with a grain of salt. Start reading and what is missing out of the article. Ask yourself, what's missing in this article that I should know? Maybe that's the truth. Fill in the blank spots, so to speak. White copy is only one leg of the triangle. There are two other legs, two other pieces of the puzzle. What we have to do as a group of people, concerned people at that, and this group seems to be quite that, is we have to assert ourselves in a way that we've never thought possible. Now, I'm not asking you to do what I'm doing. I'm telling you, what I'm doing is very important. Every one of you is equally important. You wouldn't be in this room otherwise. You know, all these other people out here that didn't come to the lecture, they really don't want to hear it. Yesterday I heard a fellow says, I'm sorry to say I belong to this military organization, that militant organization. I don't believe in the alien question. I there's no proof of it. And so I show him an artifact, and he says, well, that's nice, but that could be lead. Well, I happen to know this isn't lead. It scratches diamond, and it's harder than that. Here's a sapphire that I found. When we blew a mountain apart, all these sapphires fell out. And sapphire has a hardness of 9 right next to the hardness of a diamond. This thing scratches the heck out of it. Just tear it apart. I'll tell you something. This technology is fine and dandy. At the risk of the human race, at the risk of one human life, it is totally worthless. We have to... The one beautiful thing about the United States of America is we value a human person's life. The minute we lose it, we are dead meat. It is tantamount that we get back to constitutional law and for our officials not to believe in it or obey it. First of all, for a politician to say, well, I believe in the U.S. Constitution, but I believe in gun control. It can't be, you can't be a master of two houses. It don't work. What you must do is tell that politician you are disobeying the Constitution of the United States that you're sworn to uphold, and you are in treason territory. Think about what you said. You have 30 days to make that apology. If you do not make that apology, you are a treasonous individual and should be prosecuted. Now, there's a few other things I want to run by you, and they're kind of in rapid fire order. Area 51 is only one base, one of the 131 bases. Of these 131 bases, I call Area 51 a mega base. It's got more than one base in it. It's Tonopah Test Range, Area 51, S2, S4, Groom Lake, and a host of others. Now, these mega bases are gobbling up our gross national product. Right now we're spending 28% of the gross national product on building underground bases solely. That doesn't count for the defense budget. That doesn't count for the spare parts budget. It doesn't count for any of that at all. And the black budget is dead, dead wrong. It sidesteps the United States Congress and its constitution of its people and says you're a bunch of morons, you don't need to know. Well, a need-to-know basis is an executive order written during the Eisenhower era right after the Grieta 1954 treaty and is treasonous and illegal in this country and should be overturned and abolished. All this alien thing is fine. Except for one thing. Alien takeover is a serious threat. Kept totally out of the public view, off the surface, I'm sure the underground bases, without question, are being used as form a place to house alien takeover. Alien takeover means the implementation of a one-world government, direct opposite of constitutional law. Direct opposite of freedom of choice, freedom of religion, other freedoms that go with it, right to bear arms. We are the militia of the United States. Every single person who believes in the Constitution of these United States and its Bill of Rights is a militia member. Are we going to tolerate what we've heard from Ruby Ridge? Are we going to tolerate what we've heard from Waco? Are we going to tolerate that a fertilizer bomb blew 6 sub-basement floors? And I'm telling you something about sub-basement floors of a World Trade Center. They're 29 feet thick each with 7 kinds of rebar reinforcement. The only weapon capable of doing such destruction and melting the concrete and extruding the rebar and the I-beam steel up to 6 feet in length longer than it originally was and melting the ends of it is a nuclear weapon. Now, the people they have in custody as fall guys may have been able to produce weapons and bombs and kill rabbis in New York, but I hate to tell you this, they did not have anything to do whatsoever with the World Trade Center bombing. The only thing used was a construction nuclear weapon. It was housed at Mather Air Force Base, the only place such things are kept. Incidentally, about Mather Air Force Base in Oklahoma City, Mather Air Force Base trucks were seen 2 weeks before the Alpha P. Murrah building got blown to pieces. Strange. I don't believe in coincidences. They're non sequitur. They cannot be proven mathematically, etc., etc. So they don't exist. However, Oklahoma City bombing a fertilizer and a fuel oil bomb. Give me a break, folks. You can blow that one by my ears, but I'm not a dummy, and neither are you. Neither is anybody in this room. We've been lied to, and the lies have got to stop, and they must stop immediately. If our public officials cannot tell us the truth, then they cease to be public officials, and they are automatically guilty of treasonous acts and should be tried and convicted, and if necessary, in jail, whether it be house arrest or otherwise, before they can do any more damage. Janet Reno. Janet Reno is a confirmed lesbian. She got out in front of public TV and said so. Janet Reno cheated her way through law school. It's provable. It's on the congressional records. Also in question, it's on the law school that she graduated from. Her record is not spotless. There are thousands, there are tens of thousands of fine police women. Women that could have done an exemplary job in a similar aspect. Janet Reno is a murderer of our children and should not be tolerated to live. Those that murder children, those that abuse children, those that sexually abuse children should not suffer to live. The CS gas that was poured in onto the Waco complex of Mr. Koresh. CS, by the way, stands for cesium. Cesium is an atomic element. It's an isotope. It's a radioactive compound. It is deadly to people under the age of 10. Take one breath and their lungs are singed and they die in 72 hours or less. They poured that gas continuously for 48 hours on that compound. No, I don't believe in a lot of things. I don't believe anybody is that wicked that you have to kill them 100-fold over after they're dead. But this is the mentality of the people now ruling as kings and queens over us, and it must stop. If we allow another election to go by with the same ilk in the White House, we have only ourselves to blame. Now, this room isn't going to change the outcome of an election. I don't believe there's going to be another election. I believe martial law is going to hit this country before that happens. The way things are going. Because we refuse to stand up. We refuse to literally get out and risk our lives in talking. Now, some of us got jobs and families and great responsibilities greater than I have. And I agree, that's tough. It's very hard. I cannot sympathize with you because I'm not in your situation. I have a young family. I have an ex-wife and child. Defense Intelligence Agency goons tried to kidnap my daughter not too long ago. My ex-wife being working in the state government services in Oregon, picked up her .22 handgun, shoved it in the back of the neck of this one person. Give me my daughter back. If I don't, I pull the trigger. Gave the daughter back. Good choice. Now, the remark that my ex-wife had to say to this individual was, if I ever see you again in any way, shape, or form, I will kill you on sight. You're an abuser of children, therefore you should not live. By the way, she threatened a federal agent. She should be in jail, blah, blah, blah. Nothing like that's happened. These people don't want publicity. I shot a federal agent 16 days ago. Shot him dead when I was bleeding to death with a shoulder wound that he'd shot me. He had shot at a retired FBI agent who theoretically carries the same covering as a Secret Service agent. Got protection forever. He's a cop forever, federal cop forever. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot. I made a report and went to the FBI. Do you realize, you know what they said? They said, things like this happen, Mr. Schneider. We don't either believe you, I'm using that as my own italics, or we don't give a damn. Now, something's wrong here. I'm not reading this right. I defended myself to the best of my ability. I was hoping I could go through life without doing such a thing. And maybe some of you have actually defended your own life in a similar fashion. It's very sad you have to shoot or kill somebody. Maybe some of you were police officers and have had to do the same. And I don't know if you ever kill a human being, you're never the same as a person who never has killed a human being. Is with you for the rest of your days. Whether you do it in war, whether you do it in murder, whether you do it in self-defense, you have taken one of God's holy creations off this planet. And there is a void there. And I feel that, and I'm very sorry for that. But I had to defend myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. If you don't do as we say, we're just going to use you for alien bait or something. I don't know. But anyway, he basically hasn't changed. He lives for 490 years, is what he says his lifespan is. Now, he's supposedly a semi-benevolent, he's a human-looking type person. He has six fingers and six toes, and he's got one oversized heart, one lung, giant lung. His blood vessels are bigger. He's got copper oxide for blood, similar to an octopus. His brain capacity, 300 centimeters greater than ours. He has a thinking capacity, IQ, if you were to measure it, it'd be totally off the scale, it'd be about a 1200 IQ. He speaks 100 languages fluently, alien as well as others. He's a remarkable person. I had a chance to meet him one time.
These two pictures, this one first, was taken on board the Average on the 9th of August, 1943, 3 days before the fatal test, and was a final briefing for interested parties, scientists, and a few Navy people. Almost all of them on this picture were civilian. The man giving the lecture, I do not currently have the name of, but he was a specialist in subatomic particle physics. He was from India, the continent of India. And it was his lecture, and all of the people there were listening to him. The man in the foreground on this side in the Navy uniform is Dr. Oscar O. Schneider, the MD, who is officially in charge of the medical aspects of the experiment. The man I'm pointing to is Oscar Schneider, is this one down here. And next to him, slightly over towards the middle, is a man that looks like he has graying hair. It's because of the black and white, it's not gray. It's a very strange individual by the name of Don Thor. He's holding a sheaf of papers in his hand, as you may note. He was a civilian, and we do not know all of his history, except it is alleged that he, as his brother Val, were from Venus.
All right, y'all. What's going on? I hope y'all enjoyed that part two of Phil Snyder. Aliens and underground bases, right? So y'all already know, I told y'all we come back with a part two. We could actually come back with a part three of this as well, if it's needed. Once y'all watch this video, y'all just let me know, and it'll come up shortly in the future. But anyway, I wanted to come in at the end of this video just to kind of give my take on the whole alien and demon thing, which I already knew it would spark, you know, like some back and forth in the comments, because when I dropped the video, a lot of y'all were, you know, saying that aliens aren't, you know, they're not aliens, they're demons, they're this and that, right? Which is mostly true for the most part. I agree with exactly what y'all are saying. But we got to realize that over time, it's kind of been like different terms, you know, because one thing I will say, we have to break down, we got to know the difference between a demon, a fallen angel, and then I guess alien. You see what I'm saying? Because now I've talked about this on the old channel, you know, which I'm gonna be saying that a lot, obviously, because we can't go back to those videos, and I've went over a lot of this stuff, especially when it comes down to the difference between demons and fallen angels. So this is kind of like the discrepancy, right? Because even how Phil Snyder said in the video, he said that they saw gray demons. No, actually, I'm ahead of myself. That was the clip. That was actually the clip from part three that I was thinking about doing. So my bad. But he did say something about gray demons in the movie. He said something about in his lecture. In one of the lectures that he was giving, he was talking about gray demons. And it was basically how they was in like Mexico somewhere, and they went, and it was what they found in a cave when they were looking for or like chasing some suspects or whatever. Right. So what only thing I would have to say about that is demons are basically spirits. Demon spirits, they have to actually possess a human. They have to possess a human first. And that is how they operate in the physical world. They possess a human and do what they do, manipulate him to do whatever. Fallen angels, to me, is more than likely what we are seeing when we think of aliens, because fallen angels can operate as a human, basically, or as some kind of like foreign body that we don't even know. You know, like how if they're seeing these gray demons or whatever. And then before I even go that far about fallen angels, let's just throw it out there that, look, we really have no idea what is out there. You want to play both sides of the spectrum, okay? We're, you know, 7 billion plus humans, and we're just here alone. That's it. There's nothing else going on. It's just us, and boom, boom, boom. Or we can go to the other side of the spectrum. Then there's aliens. There's multiple species of aliens. Then you got, you know, whatever you believe that's out there, because it's a deep conversation, but it's just, it really depends on how much you like believe in this stuff and if you even pay attention to it. You know, like if you don't really pay attention to it, you don't really believe in the whole we're not alone type of thing, it's not really going to bother you. You know what I'm saying? But What I have to say, my personal opinion, I believe that they are all fallen angels. I believe fallen angels can take into a form that it can be human or it can be whatever else. That is what I believe. Demons, they have to possess a human. So aliens are not demons, because I don't think it doesn't make sense for a demon to possess a human alien body. You see what I'm saying? They need vessels. They need us. Those are why demons roam the earth. They need us. They don't need alien bodies. So I feel like when they term aliens, I feel like those are fallen angels. I feel like fallen angels are at the top of this world as humans, and fallen angels could also be those gray aliens that they're talking about, because I've heard multiple stories of grays and blah, blah, blah. But I think those are fallen angels. That is my opinion, which is just like anyone else. All we can do is speculate and give our opinion. And it just is what it is. You know, I can firmly say that aliens are not demons, because I know the difference between a demon and a fallen angel. And I believe that there are millions of fallen angels on this earth today, and they will be here until that time comes around, because that's who run the world. That's who keep the fallen angels are who keeps, you know, the bloodline intact for the presidents, who keeps everything going the way it's been going for thousands of years. It's because of fallen angels. It goes the same. The plan is the same, because the same people, the same bloodline is running everything.
And they're able to do this because they basically cross the spiritual and physical world, and they don't die. Fallen angels don't die. They take human form. They're able to be, you know, in the spiritual world, in the physical world, and they belong at the top of every industry in our world. Athletes, it doesn't matter what it is, you know. It doesn't matter, at the top of a 500 Fortune company, you know, whatever, politicians, government, police officers, down to just people walking around, down to when you experience gang stalking. It's all the same. When you notice them, they start to notice you, and vice versa. So that's what we are witnessing when they say aliens. We are witnessing fallen angels, and they are around us more than you may know. And you just have to have the spiritual discernment and the spiritual eye to notice them. And a lot of your favorite athletes, entertainers, and musicians are actually fallen angels. And I may sound crazy saying it may sound crazy, but trust me, it's true. It's very true. So are we alone? No. Is every person on earth a human? No. I firmly don't think so. So y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up. You know, we could definitely come back with another video that goes into deeper, you know, talk just about fallen angels and just, I guess, just basically go into it a little bit deeper. And as well, we could do a part 3 to this video as well. So y'all already know, just let me know in the comments what y'all want next, man, as far as this series goes, you know, as far as the whole alien and fallen angel thing that we're doing right now. So I hope y'all enjoyed that video, man. Y'all already know what's going on. We got plenty of content on the way. As always, I really appreciate y'all. It's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.